the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, where we find all our guests. We find Ben Fennell of The Athletic Wisconsin. Now the NFL Network doing some NFL draft coverage for them. Ben, appreciate the time, man. Long time, no talk.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a pleasure to hop on to talk draft, Packers, all things going on this time of year.
And there's so many different ways that the Packers are going to be able to go with these two picks that they have in the first round, Ben. But it still appears like for you on your face or on your Twitter page the other day, you would like to see possibly a tight end to supplement the run game that Matt LaFleur is going to be trying to implement in Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, I put on a lot of that Titans film from last year to see some of the schemes Matt LaFleur was implementing, and I saw a lot of interesting, explosive plays, obviously off of that outside zone stretch run game, and just getting the tight ends involved in play action and scheming them open. And I realized you don't really need this big, sexy, dynamic pass-catching tight end that can stretch the field vertically and get himself open when you have a foundational offense, and that's what Matt LaFleur wants to instill. Just like Kyle Shanahan and just like Sean McVay over in L.A., you want to have a foundation, and that starts with your run game and then how you tie the pass game to the run game. But in order to do that, you have to have tight ends that can disguise intent, and you can't be predictable with your tight end personnel. So you have to be able to survive in the run game, be able to block at the point of attack, be able to cut off the backside, and then as you start building the run game and start pounding the ball, then slowly you can build all the wrinkles in the pass game off of the run game. And that's what Matt LaFleur wants to do. In order to do that, you have to have the right personnel to attack defenses.
I like what Ben Fillon just said, foundational. That's a nice word.
Yeah, he's talking to a former Packer running back. He's talking about running the football, giving somebody to block on the outside.
Foundational. Ben,
when I see a Packers team last year that was last in committing to the run, last in committing to the run on first down, I just see a team that needs to commit to the run game, and in order to do that, you have to have the right bodies in front, first and foremost.
Yeah. Ben, what's more likely to happen, they trade up or move back?
If I had to guess, they would move back. I think there's always going to be a rush between that kind of 5 and 15 pick where teams have much greater needs than maybe the Packers do at this point. So there's going to be some aggressive teams that maybe want to go get that big X receiver or go get that quarterback or that big sexy pass rusher that they need to, you know, go after opposing quarterbacks. There's always going to be teams looking to kind of bump up into the draft. And if we don't have any major needs, which maybe the Packers don't have any huge glaring holes at the moment after free agency, that they could answer the phone and maybe drop back into the first round and stockpile some more picks.
Ben, there's a lot of pass rushers in this draft too. Who for you is right now going to be the most likely to be there at 12 that could be an impact right away?
Well, right now I'm seeing all these quarterbacks getting bumped up, and some of these receivers seem to be kind of in the conversation as top 10 picks, and DK Metcalf and those type of players. So there's a chance that, you know, a Brian Burns falls to him at 12, or maybe a Cleon Farrell that some teams are seeing maybe doesn't have that athleticism off the edge that a lot of teams are coveting. It seems like Josh Allen and Nick Bosa are going to be top 5 picks. Maybe Montez Sweat, that tall glass of water off the edge from Mississippi State, is there at 12. I think there's going to be some intriguing value at 12 with edge rushers. Personally, I would like a Brian Burns from Florida State, somebody with a little bit more speed in that first step and the flexibility to chase out the quarterback and feed him up to some of those bigger defensive linemen like the Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark and those stout interior D linemen. Somebody with that speed to kind of chase the quarterback out.
Ben, I want to get to how you build your team later in the rounds. You know, I really like Josh Jacobs and the wide receiver from Oklahoma, a slot receiver. Those are the kind of guys, can be impact guys that can come in, play right away, but at the same time doesn't have a large role but can help you win games. So any running backs you're thinking of the third or fourth later rounds that they may the Packers may fit good with the Packers system?
Absolutely, and I think they're going to try to target some more pass catchers out of the backfield. I think there's some really intriguing options. If you like Debo Samuel out of South Carolina, there's a clone of him at a University of Memphis named Tony Pollard, and he looks exactly like Debo. He's a running back receiver hybrid. You can hand him the ball. You can do jet sweeps. You can put him in the slot. He'll be a returner. I love those type of kind of gadget players that you can implement all over the offense. And I think there's a bunch of those players in the draft, whether that's a speedy guy like a Justice Hill out of Oklahoma State or maybe the pass-catching running back from Washington State in James Williams, who just set the record for receptions from a running back in the Pac-12. So there's a lot of intriguing kind of late options to maybe implement into your pass game.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about tight end. The Iowa guys and the kid from Alabama. Now, where do you rank these guys, one, two, or three? You got the two guys from Iowa and you got the young man from Alabama. Are these guys all first-round talents or second-round talents?
Right now, I have T.J. Hockenson in a tier above the rest. Right now, I have Hockenson as a highly productive starter, a first-rounder, a potential Pro Bowler. And then in that next tier, which is a very good starter, early contributor, in my second round is Irv Smith Jr. and Noah Fant. Now, Irv Smith Jr. from the University of Alabama, he's only been on the field for 2 years. He obviously has the bloodline with his dad being a former NFL player as well. But you have to remember, he's not a very big player. He's just over 6'2", about 245. Excellent athlete. He's a good pass catcher. He's a good space blocker. But I don't know if he has the size to be a typical Y tight end hanging on the line with his hand in the ground, being able to block some defensive ends in the NFL. I just don't know if he has the size and the play strength. And that's my same issue with Noah Fant, who obviously has the athletic upside, running 4.51 at his size and having that real angular frame to stretch defenses down the field. He's got the tracking ability. He's got everything you want in the pass game. He just isn't quite the blocker as some of those other Iowa tight ends like T.J. Hockenson or George Kittle that came out 2 years ago to the San Francisco 49ers. So I think those guys are just kind of behind T.J. Hockenson. There's some other mid-round guys that are very intriguing as well. You have Trevon Wesco, who's a great blocker from the University of West Virginia, or even Tommy Sweeney from Boston College. These guys aren't huge producers in the pass game, but these are the type of tight ends I think the Packers and Matt LaFleur are really going to covet in those mid-rounds. That you can survive in the run game, and then you can scheme them open off play action.
Let me ask you this, offensive linemen, are there any offensive linemen that can go in the top, let's say, 12?
Absolutely. I think there's definitely going to be a run on some tackles. I think Andre Dillard and Juwan Taylor are the cream of the crop as far as left tackle, right tackle.
So they're gone before the Packers at 12, right?
No question. So I think there's going to be some intriguing options. There may be a Jonah Williams sitting there at 12 for him. That has some tackle guard flexibility, which is a traditional Packers pick. Personally, I'm more of a Dalton Risner guy from Kansas State. He's a little bit more of a glass eater. He's a little bit more of a mauler. I like those guys. I think he fits in a little bit more on the Packers offensive line. But Jonah Williams is a zone-blocking prodigy and would fit perfectly into any sort of outside zone scheme, and that's exactly what Matt LaFleur is bringing to Green Bay.
Ben, one last thing, if I can ask you one more question. We've been talking about it a little bit today on the show. And a launching point of a 35-year-old quarterback with a new GM and a new head coach in 2005. The team takes Aaron Rodgers pretty much by circumstance at 24, guy that was a top five pick falls to you. Now you're with a 35-year-old quarterback, a newer GM, Brian Gutekunst's second draft, a new head coach, and drama all around the locker room. Is there any way that you see the Packers taking a quarterback either at 12 or more realistically at 30?
No.
At 12 or 30, no. But I'm in the old school Ron Wolf camp, the Mike Holmgren camp, the Andy Reid camp, that you take a quarterback nearly every draft. And you're always looking to the future and always looking at what I call the worst case scenario, in that we can't put all our chips in one guy. So if Aaron Rodgers goes down, that's not an excuse. You don't just throw in the towel in the season. If they don't believe in DeShone Kizer as being that backup, if something does go wrong, you should always be taking flyers on mid- to late-round quarterbacks to maybe develop behind the scenes, which I know a lot of teams aren't doing anymore because of the cut-down on practice time, and you really don't have the ability to develop them like you used to. But I'm just in the camp that I think you should always kind of take some flyers on quarterbacks because you never know with these guys.
Alrighty. Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk soon. We got 2 weeks, and we'll be actually talking about the two players that the Packers do select in the NFL draft. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Ben.
Always a pleasure, guys. This is the time of year that it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes,
that's for sure it is. Ben Fennell of The Athletic joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.